What?
You speak loudly generally.
Yeah,
like
true.
Like one, like in the movies, like you don't know how to whisper.
No, that's you, dude. You just giggle when we went on our little date to fucking Bad Boys 3. And I told you I'd never seen the first two. And you were like, what?
Yeah,
and interrupted
offensive.
The entire movie.
It's offensive.
And then you giggled at like awkward parts that no one else laughed
dude,
at.
First off, that's my favorite reason to go to the movies, because I love to laugh. And I find certain things funny that other people don't. That's why my mom doesn't like going to the movies with me.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. You definitely mentioned that before.
Awesome. You guys know all of my stories.
Zach and I always bring up a story, and Anthony's like, yeah, I'm the editor. We've definitely talked about that.
I forget what it was, but like Jack said something totally innocuous, and then your infectious laughter just fills the room. And you're like, this woman can't take me to movies.
Oh, is it when the table collapsed on me?
No, I don't even think it was that.
You remember that last week? The table like collapsed on me twice.
Oh, yeah, that was really funny.
That was great. And then you like kicked it over the third time.
Yeah, that table sucked.
No.
Yeah. And so you're using it again this week.
Yeah.
I'm leaning on it with both elbows.
I'm leaning on it with both, my full weight, and I know it's not going to collapse. So we had to teach Zach how to talk into the mic properly before this. It was
shenanigans.
It's looking better.
Am I the top mic? Fuck,
yeah,
dude. I'm coming in hot.
Just generally speak louder. Oh, yeah.
Zach's like one of those little 3.2 earthquakes we don't even feel in L.A., and Jack is like the one that collapses
like
modern
the North
civilization.
Ridge.
Yeah.
You know, I've never actually seen it tick like that before. It looks like really cool.
Yes.
All right, so speaking of things that suck.
Zach wants to talk about people he hates, so let's go into that.
But not like specific people. But, like, I think about
like actions
things.
People do? Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Kind of. Sometimes when I drive, I like to, like, not actually listen to music and just think to myself.
It sounds like a terrible thing.
But
worst
what,
place to be
thinking?
Is alone in your head.
Yeah.
Dude, that's where some of the best ideas come from.
It's also where the worst ideas come from.
But, dude, like, you know how, like, annoying it is when you're at the beach and there's that, like, dude standing there in his fucking Speedo with his hands on his hips just staring at you?
I don't know, Zach. I know many people in Speedos.
When's the last time you went to the beach?
Saturday.
There wasn't one guy in a Speedo?
I'm sure there was, but, like, you know, let that man be. It's his right as an American.
Do you
want to
see
Speedo,
me
dude.
In a Speedo?
No, I don't. But I'm not going
to
say, like, I'm not going to go on a podcast and be like, you know what I hate? Overweight people in Speedos.
Okay. So who
in
do
which
you
case,
hate?
None of us would be
hold on,
Speedos.
Chuck has something to say.
Butts.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck. That is all.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Wait, can I say something else, actually? You know what's funny? Sarcasm, but you guys actually need, like, a recording, one of those red recording, like, air in or session. Air, yeah. Yeah, or on air.
Oh, yeah. We had that for the first episode.
I'm being sarcastic, but, like, I come out here, I'm like, I don't want to interrupt you guys, but I want to chime in, but I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, just chime in, dude.
Some of our best content.
Oh, my God. You know what type of people that really piss off Chuck?
Well, hold on. Piss off Chuck?
Yeah. This is
millennials,
great.
Generation Z.
You realize we're all millennials.
Yeah.
Yes, we remind you of that constantly because you hate millennials,
I hate millennials. I
just
generation
don't even
Z.
called millennial.
Why not? You're like...
Because my old sponsor consistently called me millennial.
Because you're a millennial?
No, because I don't identify with people my age. Fuck you. Yes, I know I'm a millennial.
Well, who do you identify with? Like kindergartners, 80-year-old men who wear Speedos and stare at
the when I say the word millennial, paint me a picture of the type of young adult you think of.
Someone close to 30 who has a sort of questionable job stability. And
well, Zach just turned in 2 weeks. He doesn't qualify.
Are you just trying to describe me, you dick? All right, well, thank
someone
you
who's financially that. Independent and pays his own rent.
And can't afford to buy a house in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Millennial, you know.
Yeah.
I hate you guys.
So what do you have against millennials?
Oh, my God. I'm not prepared. I was trying to say something completely different, and you guys just described me in, like, three different ways.
Because you're a millennial.
At least you're not Generation Z, where you just hate yourself and don't know what to do with life, and everything's overwhelming.
And
you have no idea how to adult. And you what?
Jewel all the time.
Hey, what you got against jewels, huh?
Yeah, we are, according to our two-thirds rule, you guys, we're a jeweled podcast, so...
I do not have a jewel. It's a scam. It's
okay,
too much money.
So,
he still has a vape. That counts.
We are a vaping podcast.
Welcome back to another Fwagsy episode of What Dad Podcast, bringing you the meeting after the meeting every week. Our mission is to assuage you, the listener, a questionable entertainment. I fucked that up. And talk about whatever we want. I'm Zach.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jack.
Yeah, I actually made the adult decision recently to take off the jewel holder from my phone. It fits in my pocket a lot better. It doesn't sit on my shoulder as easily.
Oh my God, I don't care.
But now I'm not telling the entire world.
Oh my
that.
God, I really don't give a shit about you and your fucking vape habits.
I love my jewel stuff though. You know, I have a portable charger.
I don't care.
Oh my God,
I really don't. That's worse than like carrying a portable charger for your phone.
I have one of those in my car too.
Oh my God. Zach, you're a millennial.
You're such a millennial.
Oh my God. All right, back to what I was trying to say. What really pisses Chuck off is when
hot weather
is when you're in the right lane and you can make the right turn, but some asshole blocks the lane you're in because he wants to eventually make a right turn into the second lane.
Can you describe that again?
Like, wait, what? I don't get it.
So you're already in the right-hand lane, and somebody
remember we were
puts
on
the right-hand turn signal and then goes into the middle lane?
All right, remember we were on Lincoln by the 7-Eleven, and we were in that right turn lane, and someone cut in front of us to block us from going because they wanted to go on Lincoln?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Jesus. Such a dick move.
He's pulling out of the driveway. He did 90-degree across the... 90-degree across the right turn lane, and then just got stuck in traffic and was just parked there for like 3 minutes.
We could have
didn't back up.
We could have gone like 100 times.
Are you talking about people when they make a right turn supposed to turn into the nearest right lane and instead want to turn
into
the lane adjacent to it?
Instead of turning into the right turn lane to turn right, he wanted to go north on Lincoln instead of east. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And so he just ended up stuck. I was pissed.
Yeah. Those people suck. Yeah, he totally could have backed up. There's no one behind him. It was an empty parking lot. Yeah.
Sorry you were inconvenienced.
You know what's really inconveniencing?
What?
Like these 16, 17-year-old people that play their music extremely loudly in the
morning. Zach, you're not even 30 years old. You're coming off like an 80-year-old man. Just going, get off my lawn!
So no one ever pisses you off?
No, just like how you're coming off right now, how abrasive you are. Just like, you know what else pisses me off? Like, you should have like a Budweiser
and
in
they're
your
like,
hand.
And they're like banal things.
All right, fine. Not pissing me off is the wrong word, but like,
but I still want
to
kind of come back to the
like
speedo
those
thing.
People.
Like, what is about the speedos that like? Is it the speedo? Is it the fact that they're maybe European, or is it the fact that they're staring at you?
I don't believe I used the term European.
Well, that was the conversation we had before the podcast. I'm bringing that. I'm throwing that one in.
Yeah, I was told not to talk about people. About their ethnicity. I don't care what ethnicity they are for me to hate them. I hate everyone equally. I just want to put that out
so
there.
So progressive.
I think
super
I was there
progressive.
At 3 years.
What, that you hate everyone
I
equally?
I hate everybody equally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, three years you just hate everyone
I
equally.
I just hated everyone equally.
Yeah. But you throw
then you dig deeper into the steps.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hope that never happens.
Oh, it's going to happen, dude. My third year, I probably had the most growth. Just in terms of like emotional sobriety, in terms of digging into the steps, in terms of really looking at some like resentments that I didn't know existed.
I'm super excited. After this Friday, your boy's going to have 3 years. God willing.
If you double.
God willing, I make it there.
If God willing allows you to double. No, sorry. No, sorry. If God willing allows you to get three and you double your number, I still have more time than you.
Yeah, that's how numbers work at these little. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm just saying, I'm just flexed on you.
But
dude.
In 15 years,
sobriety flex, dude.
You won't be able to say that.
15 years, I'll have 18 and a half years.
At 4 years, he won't be able to say that. So you don't have to wait very long.
Haha.
But
a
you'll
year
still
from now.
That'll still be true with me.
Yeah, you're gonna have a fun third your third year, dude. You're gonna get real resentful. You're gonna get real dry, and you're gonna get real miserable. And then you're going to call up Block A, your sponsor, and you're going to be like, I hate my life. And Block A is going to be like, get to writing, son.
Dude, I already fucking did that shit like a week ago.
Really? It sounds like you're still angry.
There's definitely things that I'm still angry about. It's enjoyable to not like groups of people. But like...
Hate the other. That's what...
What?
Hate the other.
No,
fear,
but dude, like
typical strongman tactic.
I owe a group of men an amends because I was being rude and didn't know how to express myself, and I still have yet to make this amends.
Oh, you mean when you missed out on the hot seat last week? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I
didn't go to my home group last night. Thank you. I'm an uncle. All right. I use that as an excuse. I was hanging out with my family, and
the baby wasn't born yet, right?
No, the baby was not born yet.
When was the baby born?
Baby was born on the 10th.
Friday?
The 10th.
Was that Friday?
Thursday.
It was Thursday.
Yeah. At like 1 a.m. All right. We thought it was going to happen any minute. Whatever. I know that's just an excuse. I know I owe them an amends, and I'm going to do it. I genuinely feel bad about it.
Are you saying you put newborn babies in front of your program?
Anything you put in front of your program, you're going to lose.
Not any specific baby. I wouldn't put my sobriety in front of this baby, but most other things.
Dude, it's a baby. It's defenseless. What the fuck's wrong with you?
That specific baby, I said yes. Not most babies. I don't give a shit about other people's babies in like fucking Taiwan. Why the hell would I care about a Taiwanese baby?
You could adopt it.
Why would I ever adopt it?
Because you want to be an instant dad.
Yeah, you want to be an instant dad. That's following your dream, dude. That's the easier. Adopt one or deal with all the other stuff.
Tell me which one sounds easier to you. Adopting a Taiwanese baby.
Okay.
Or sleeping with random MILFs.
Sleeping with random MILFs who you've claimed to have a serious mental health disorder with?
That one. We already talked about that on here. Yeah, no, that one. Yeah, thank you, Anthony. That
she didn't have a child.
Did not have a child.
No, she just had bipolar disorder.
And I didn't sleep with her. Yeah.
Just pretended you had equal mental health disorder.
Like I remember one time.
Look,
when I was dating.
Vaguely attempted to get head in a parking lot. It didn't work.
Sorry. I'm sorry that didn't happen.
I know. I feel bad for her. It's an opportunity for her to rise above, you know?
Or below, as it were.
Jack?
Sorry. I got nothing to say to that. I do, but I got nothing to say to that. Anyways, who else do you hate? What do you mean? Like, also, you just said you already went through being super angry and agitated last week.
Yeah.
You have to make an amends to the hot seat. We already
need to make an amends.
Okay.
What's the question here?
What else?
What else what?
About it.
What other actions do you dislike groups of people for?
Those are two very separate questions.
They are very
which
two
you
separate
want
options.
Me to answer?
Mine was like, what else pissed you off last week?
Oh.
Well, I'm quitting my job.
That's true.
So that's a fun one. There's no growth there for me. And it's time to move on. So, I mean, that was fun.
That's growth.
Yeah, that's growth.
Knowing when to move on.
That's growth, yeah. I feel like I had something else there to say. But
all right, so who else do you hate? Let's move on. Let's go back to the present, okay? All
right, who else do I hate? You know, like men that like shave their head and their face, but they just leave the soul patch?
It's just creepy.
Like, why? I don't understand.
Like Howie Mandel?
Can we pull up a picture of that?
Who the hell is Howie Mandel?
I feel like I'm going to say yes without knowing who this person is. I'm just going to be like, yep.
The deal or no deal guy who got famous for blowing up a surgical glove with his nose.
What? Okay, first off, that should not count as
being famous.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
Yeah, super creepy.
And see, I literally just said anyone in that genre, but yeah, I automatically don't like him. He looks like his hero is Mr. Clean.
Better one.
Oh my god, what a douche.
Did he get like stuck in the 90s?
Maybe. Maybe he got famous in the 90s and stopped growing up.
Oh my god.
I say that happened.
He looks like he quotes he looks like he quotes techno DJs from the 90s. You know what I mean?
He quotes them?
Yeah.
There's no words.
What does he say? Coming up next.
Yeah, there's no lyrics or words to quote a DJ.
Yeah, okay, maybe quote wasn't the right word.
Anthony, what sort of actions, not specific people, do you dislike?
I dislike it when people sort of what I thought Zach was saying earlier, when someone turns into a lane they're not supposed to turn into. You're supposed to turn into the immediate, like, closest lane.
That is
and
a fact.
If you make a left turn, you're supposed to make a left turn into the other left lane. And if you make it into the right lane, that is both illegal and dangerous.
With or without a blinker?
With or without a blinker.
Yeah.
See, you guys jumped on it.
It's Los Angeles. Nobody uses a blinker. Yeah,
fuck those people. Not. Sorry.
Trying to dance around the subject there, Zach?
I was going to say the first thing he said, not the blinker thing, because, like, I mean, let's be real. Blinkers are kind of irrelevant when you're on the freeway at, like, 65 and there's no one on the road with you.
Right, but we're in Los Angeles. That never happens.
I was just painting a picture over here.
That was like, the one positive about Oklahoma was you could change three lanes to get into a parking spot with no blinker.
Yeah.
We weren't going to hit anything.
What?
Are you checking baseball scores?
No. My best friend. So check this out. So my best friend.
Whoa, you have friends that aren't us?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
dare you?
Yeah, we were friends before I became a raging addict and alcoholic.
Anthony, did you know about this?
No, I didn't know Jack had friends.
Yeah, he's the best man at my wedding.
Have I met him?
No.
Are you talking about your accident-prone friend who's consistently in the hospital?
No, it's my friend Andy. He's a Grimson.
Oh.
My friend Landon, no, he still lives in the Virgin Islands, and I just found out today that there are like 8 hurricanes on their way to the Caribbean.
Nice.
And his wife lives in, his wife's family lives in Vancouver, Washington, which is surrounded by fires.
Mm.
So, yeah. So he called me, and I was like, I can't talk right now. I'm doing a podcast. It's more important. But how's your wife's family?
Oh my god!
Are you guys prepared for the 8 hurricanes that are coming in your direction?
That sounds traumatic. All right, I got a question for both of you.
All right, what do you got?
On the subject of hating people,
mm-hmm.
What are things that I do that you guys don't like?
The fact that you're uneducated.
I'm not uneducated.
You're uneducated.
College. I have a high school diploma.
That you made all your girlfriends do your work for you.
I never said they were my girlfriend.
The fact that you're uneducated bothers me sometimes, Zach.
Okay, I'll take it. Anthony, you look like you got one there that you want to say.
I don't like talking about people.
Why not? I'm right here. I'm asking for it.
Understanding of patriotism seems to be a little bit base.
Boom. Boom. Can you describe base for us?
I'm only using it because I can't think of the actual words to describe it, and it's like simplistic or reductive.
Yeah, the low-bang fruit.
Yeah, it's like it's very like America without being like, well, here's the actual mechanisms of a country and what it means to be patriotic.
All right, now what do you not like about Jack?
See, I can take it.
I don't think you can. Be brutally honest here.
You're more confrontational than I would ever deign to be.
I don't think I'm that confrontational either. I really am not. But
no, you. It's I love it and I hate it. It's how willing you are to throw gasoline on a fire.
That is true. That is something I will
like. 100%. Like you'll find like a sensitive point about something and we'll move on and you'll be like, yeah, so what about kneeling for the flag?
Wait, hold on, Anthony. You realize that's a compliment, right?
No, he loves and hates it. It was a backhanded compliment. I'll take it.
All right, I can't take it, so we're moving on. No, I'm kidding. We've all done it. We've got to do this. Otherwise, it's not fair and it'll create resentments within the group.
I think we're pretty good at not resenting each other.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. For sure. 100%.
Like, personally, I hate when Jack is on the phone during the podcast. Just not paying attention at all.
I'm sorry, laughing at Anthony. He's just like, yeah, absolutely. No problem. Whatever.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm sorry. So my best friend who has 8 hurricanes coming at him. Sorry, I have to text him.
Are you
going to
use the hurricane twice?
Twice?
Yeah, you already used that excuse once.
Hold on, I'm just...
All right, what don't you like about me, Zach? I'll just eat my feelings later.
We're going to have like, a group hug after this. All right, Anthony, whatever. I'm going to buy you tacos tonight. Don't worry about it. Okay. I'll buy you food tonight.
Yes.
No, Chuck, just mine. Anthony's.
So me and Jack kind of discussed this beforehand. I really couldn't think of anything you do that bothers me. Except for sometimes when you want to eat with us, you come super hungry and you're not yourself when you're hungry. And I have to think, oh shit, Anthony needs a granola bar right now.
Yes, I am in this awful sort of loop of I'm trying to lose weight, but I am a fucking nightmare when I'm hungry.
No, but look, I'm like really trying to look for something there. Right. You know what I mean? Like that's the best.
That's
I got.
That's how much he loves you, that he has to make that an excuse.
Yeah, you think I would just drive out to Watts to watch anyone's cats?
Or just at all?
Yeah.
Especially with all that traffic. That's the only fucking place in LA under COVID that still has traffic is going on the 105 East at rush hour time. I don't know how.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the only good thing about that drive is that I got all of my phone calls in.
I just listen to podcasts. Here's something I've noticed. You guys call a lot of people. I don't really call anybody.
Man, I fucking... Ever since I got...
That challenge we did 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, cool, I'm done.
No, I was like, I did my 90 calls in 30 days, didn't call anybody else for another month, and was in exactly the same spot I was before I started doing it.
But that's how we became friends.
Right, and so I was like, I got to call people. I got to call one person a day.
I think 5 years ago, you shared about your dad at a meeting. Yeah,
that's how we... first spoke. That's
yeah, and then when I got sober for the second time, you came up and were like, hey, your dad died too. What's up?
I can see myself saying that.
Yeah, something like that.
Zach, what do you not like about me?
Oh, fuck. I didn't prep one for this.
What do you have in the meantime about me?
Yeah, you still have to be more than Anthony.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, I'm sorry, Kara. I know you listen to this. Your anxiety, like when you have anxiety sometimes...
You don't like that.
I react as if Kara is having anxiety, and I can get frustrated. I don't say anything. I'll catch myself, and I'll be like, "Fuck!" Ah,
right.
And it has nothing to do with you. Okay, here's one: the fact that you can get hung up on a detail for an entire month.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, "What? This detail doesn't matter."
I worry about the things that aren't worth mattering about, and don't think about the things I should be thinking about. That's OCD in a nutshell.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. What you got, Zach?
What don't you like about Jack?
The glass is going to shatter in like 100 things.
Make it cut.
I can't really think of anything specific. He generally pisses me off for a lot of things.
How did I piss you off?
No, I really don't know at the moment. But, I mean, the fact that you're not getting honest about this email shenanigans...
Oh, the emails.
I still think it's you.
It's definitely not me. Okay, have you heard about this?
No.
So, Zach, the last, what is it, four days?
Two.
The last 2 days has been getting like these... I don't even know how would you describe these emails.
Somebody's emailing me from my personal email that the only places these emails are logged in on are the laptop that Chuck lets me use and my phone. Someone's emailing me from that email saying weird things like, I'm watching you. And
well,
beware.
Bring them out. Let's whip it out. Whip
oh,
it
yeah,
fun,
yeah.
Huh?
Let's read them. Oh, I have my phone right here. Email.
We've already spooked Anthony.
No, I was trying to sell it that I was doing it.
First off, I've called like a dozen people. And because like.
Asking if.
I was like, hey, are you fucking with me? They're like, what are you talking about?
By the way, on a little segue, the Yankees are destroying the Blue Jays 20-3.
Nice.
So the first
you
email...
You know you can change your password.
I did that today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the first email reads...
Wait, when did you get it?
Oh, my God.
What were you doing? All right. Paint the picture.
12:30.
What were you doing at 12:30?
I'm sitting in the hallway at IOP on camera.
Okay.
So, like, that's why I originally thought it was one of my coworkers, because... Well, actually, that's not the first message I... This is the first message I received. It's not the first message... I thought, or is it backwards? Let's see what this one.
You know how email works?
Not really.
Like a chain?
So it says, I can't move, breathe, speak, or hear, and it is so dark in here.
When did you get that?
Well, that's a lie. They have the phone light they're texting from.
Wait, when did you get that?
That's not the first one I saw, though. I don't know how to see this in the right order.
Let me see your phone. Zach struggles with technology, everybody.
I really do. Yes. Yeah, no, that's the first one. Okay. And then I replied, trying to, like, figure out who it was. I emailed them back. Didn't know it was me. And I said, who the fuck is on my email? They responded, they're locking us up today, and they're throwing away the key. I wonder who it'll be tomorrow, you or me.
That's fucked up, dude.
Right?
This came today or yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Okay.
I swear there's another one that just said, I'm watching you. I can't find that one.
Did you delete it?
I didn't think I did. Oh, no. Okay, so I'm sorry. Here's the ones from yesterday. See, there's a few. So it starts off, I'm watching you. And I said, that's the creepiest thing I've ever heard. Because I thought I was sitting on camera, so I thought it was, you know, one of my coworkers. And then they replied, beware the man in the red hat.
Beware the man in the red hat?
That's it. Yeah. And then today's emails started with the I can't move, breathe speaker here. And then I said, who the fuck is that? They said, they're locking us up, blah, blah. And that was it. Super creepy, right?
So, did you just change your email? I changed the password
on my email. I still haven't figured out who this is. The only two computers or places that I've ever logged into on this email in the last 3 years is my phone and the computer Chuck lets me use.
That's not your computer?
No, that's Chuck's third computer. Oh. It was his old one before he replaced it.
Okay.
Yeah, which is in this house. So, like, I'm like, okay, well, Chuck doesn't really pull pranks like that. I thought it was you. And then I called you.
I was sitting there in my living room about to, like, I was, like, doing notes for a group, and you just called me, like, are you fucking with me? I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, because I thought if you had that idea, you'd think it was funny.
Right. I mean, it's a pretty fucking good idea. I wish I'd come up with that. But
I'm still not 100% convinced.
Why do you think it's me? I don't come over here and...
Because now
you do have a key.
That makes me a suspect.
Yeah.
The fact that I have a key.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think of it, I think I might have logged into my email on your computer.
No, I didn't. Yeah, you totally did. It was totally me.
It was you? I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it.
If you hadn't, like, figured that, made that one connection, I would have been like, I would have just kept texting.
The tweaker connection?
No. The what?
The tweaker connection?
I had no idea that was a tweaker connection. I just thought
that was... Bullshit. You're the only, like, remotely close to tweaker that I hang out with.
No, I honestly did not know that was a tweaker connection.
Really?
Yeah.
I was explaining it before the podcast.
No, I was actually like, what? What does that even mean? The man in the red hat? I was like, that's a tweaker thing? Yeah.
It's supposed to be top hat, but, like, I still associated that with tweakers.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense.
I knew it was you.
Dude, I had this whole thing. I had all these creepy things I was going to send you over for a long time. Oh, it's going to be great.
You know,
yeah, because I realized you had left your email up on my laptop, so I was like, ooh, what the fuck was that?
It's so good to feel right. I knew it was you. Yeah.
Yeah, when you brought up that point, I couldn't help the laughter.
The first one, though, that I'm watching you, I did think it was one of my coworkers, because I was like, oh, well, there's cameras in here, and they have cameras in the office, you know?
Yeah. I was hoping it would be like a whole month-long process. Of
you really thought you were going to be able to...
Zach just slowly spiraling into, like,
so that, you know what else?
Paranoia.
You know how that really would have fucked with me if he would have kept this up any longer? Because I told him my new password.
I know. If you hadn't made the connection of your email still being on my laptop, I would have just kept going. But I was laughing too hard. I can't.
That was a good one, dude. Yeah. See, the only two real suspects was you or Chuck, and, like, I eliminated Chuck immediately.
Yeah, fair enough.
And just for future reference, when it comes to writing, Anthony writes for a living. He totally could have helped you out with some of that stuff.
I just looked up stuff on the internet.
What did you look up?
Creepy one-liners. Or, like, there's two-sentence horror stories. You guys have heard of those?
Yeah.
So, like, the one about the it's dark in here, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Like, that was a two-sentence horror story. The lyric I sent you, the little poem, was from a song that I thought it was really creepy when I was a kid.
I liked that one because it rhymed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to send you a really creepy line like that. What was it? From a short story. I have no mouth and I need to scream.
Mm. Oh, I wonder how deaf people scream.
Deaf people have mouths.
No, I mean, like, if they're trying to sign it. Is that really screaming?
That's how they pause. I just remembered somebody tried to, like, one of my friends tried to do that to me in high school, and they're like, I watch you when I shower, and I was just like, I don't take showers. And then and they never responded.
Joke's on you.
So, on the subject of creepy stuff, one time I was working a swing shift, and all the clients were offsite at a meeting. And so I went out to the smoking patio, and I kind of laid down on the bench, and I was smoking a cigarette. And a number that I didn't have saved in my phone sent me a picture of myself. And I wasn't in a place where someone could have been taking a picture of the camera at work. And so I immediately sit up, and I'm like, who the fuck is there?
Did you accidentally take a selfie or something?
What?
Did you accidentally take a selfie or something?
No. Somebody took a picture of me on my phone from like 10 feet away. And I didn't see anyone there. And I was like, what the fuck? Who's there? And then they started throwing stuff at me, and I couldn't see them. Like, there was no one there. It's not that dark. It's like, you know, 8 o'clock at night on a Tuesday or whatever in Santa Monica.
Well, like 10 months out of the year.
Yeah, but I mean, even when it's dark, dark at out,
8 o'clock in Santa Monica.
Even when it's dark out, it's not that dark. You know what I mean? And like your eyes get adjusted to it, whatever. So it ended up being two of the clients that had climbed up on the roof. I didn't even see them come back on site. I was sitting right in front of two of or three of the main entrances, which means they must have come in through the fucking driveway. And I don't even know how they got onto the house because on top of the house, because I was sitting on the stairs that would have, you know, whatever. But yeah, that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Have you ever pranked Anthony?
Oh, there was one point that Zach and I were going to fill your little man cave with balloons.
Dude, when you tell him, that means we can never do it now.
I mean, it's who else would it have been? We were watching his cat.
Obviously, it would have been us. That was more of like a prank, not a scare. But yeah, I don't know. All right, whatever.
It was then, either. Then I would have had to come home to cats like hacking up plastic.
Oh, see, we didn't think of that one. We didn't do it, obviously, but.
No, we would have closed the door and the cats would have been able to get in.
Yeah. The other idea was to Nicolas Cage your little man room.
I still don't think that's... I feel like that's such a waste of ink first and off, paper.
I don't fully understand that one. Apparently it was big on Reddit like years ago. We did it to my little brother and he thought it was hilarious.
Haven't you described your little brother as like the normiest normie of all time?
He's like me except for 3 inches shorter.
So he's 6'1".
I mean, he looks like me, so he's handsome as fuck. And
debatable.
Come on. Let's be real here. Dude, yeah, he is so fucking normal. I mean, like, he has a girlfriend that he met in college. They live together. He bought a new car. They want to get married. He's saving up for a house. Like, the exact opposite of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's like the normie.
Such a normie. Yeah.
All right.
Still doesn't know how to roll a joint properly.
Yeah. So here's the thing, Zach. Here's something that makes me a little worried about you. You're about to get 3 years, hopefully. And yet you're still rolling joints for your little bro.
He doesn't live in California, so it doesn't happen very often. But your boy's still got them skills. I can roll a blunt.
Why are you
joint.
Rolling joints for your little brother,
he's
man?
You got to let him go. He's got to learn on his own. You buy him a pouch of rolling tobacco and say, learn.
You know, I don't know. Weed doesn't bother me.
Right, because you're
I wanted to make
Zach's
sure
not making it 3 years, dude.
You're too hardcore of a drug addict.
Zach's not making it to 3 years.
I didn't mean
guys.
It like that, Anthony. God damn it.
Sorry, I have to listen to you diminish my alcoholism several times on a weekly basis. I'm going to be bitter about it.
So look, in this house...
That's one thing I like about Zach. He diminishes your alcoholism. All
right. In this house, we don't even have cooking sherry. All right? You guys both live with women that drink or have
barely.
Alcohol in the
they
house.
They barely drink.
So what's
yeah,
the
I don't even know it's
hold
there.
On. Hold on. What's the difference between me rolling a joint for my brother once every 2 years compared to you guys having alcohol in your house 24/7.
I don't pour
Whoa.
Her
oh,
wine.
Yeah, there's a big difference, Zach. I don't get it in my fingers. I don't go into the ritual of it. I don't roll. I don't open the bottle of wine. I don't smell it. I don't. I don't pour it in. I don't like. There's so much of the ritual that goes into rolling a joint.
That's half the part that I miss.
I don't do everything right.
Here's
up
the thing.
Exactly. Weed, yeah. Exactly. That's the whole point.
I'm sorry. Weed sucks. All right. It lasts like 5 minutes, and then you're like, "All right, cool. Now I just want to do heroin because I'm." Like, the only fun part of smoking weed is rolling cool stuff.
I give him till Thursday. Today's on fentanyl. He's going to go home tonight. I'm like, man, it was so much fun rolling that weed.
I would never relapse on weed. That's such a waste of a relapse.
Would you? Would you even consider it a relapse?
Yeah, I mean, it's a substance, I guess.
I guess.
I said,
Anthony,
I'm sorry first.
As somebody who loved weed.
Yes.
How do you take offense to Zach's, like, it's the lamest relapse?
I mean, I know somebody who relapsed on, what was it, cough medicine?
Oh, my God.
That shit'll get you fucked up, dude.
Yeah. So it's like, I know a guy whose last drink was one beer, so.
That's so much worse.
It's so much worse, guys. You have no idea. You have no idea how awful that is.
I've known somebody who took Imodium.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking lame, too. Because you got to take like 100 of those
fuckers.
Yeah, take
100, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, even since I quit, they've like advanced weed technology to the point where like there's some shit out there that gets people like stoned to a level I only ever dreamed of.
And I'm sure, dude, I was a lightweight with weed, too. I remember one time I hit a fucking weed
brownie
bar?
Or something.
Not a weed
hubba bar.
No, it was like a fucking weed vape, right?
Oh my God.
Just like straight hash oil.
Yeah.
I took one hit of that and I like fell to the ground.
Seriously?
I just like didn't move for like 3 hours.
At the end, if I hit something too hard, I would have an acid flash.
And then my buddy was hitting it.
Nice. Yeah.
My buddy was hitting that weed like you guys are hitting your fucking jewels and vapes.
Yeah.
Like, it was nothing. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Tolerance is a bitch.
Apparently so.
Yeah, I mean,
Jack.
If you're gonna be a lightweight on something, make it weed.
Oh, weed sucks. So I mean, look, I definitely would consider it a relapse. Like, I'll use the
or would you? Or I'm sorry, Zach. Is there? I would bet if you went and relapsed on weed, okay,
it would never happen on weed. But okay,
I'm just humor me.
All right,
I feel like you would be the guy sitting in the room at the hot seat. A meeting you already own amends to, that you've already been disrespectful towards, that you've already disregarded their advice and their love and kindness.
Oh my God, you're really digging in on that one.
I'm throwing some gas. That you would argue in the hot seat, that you're like, look, weed's not my thing. I took one little hit. It's not a big deal. There would be part of you that would argue that. I guarantee it. You would try and rationalize it to everybody.
First of all, that was my exact plan, layout, and I did it.
To smoke weed?
Heroin.
Oh. Right, because weed sucks.
For my last relapse, I was like, I'm
this
just
week we're
do
talking
it
about how much weed sucks. All right.
I was just going to do it one time. I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to do it once a month.
That's more than one time.
I know, and then I did it every day for 11 months.
Oh, shit, how'd that happen?
Because heroin sucks.
That's really the truth about it, though, isn't it? It's like, even with your lowly opinion of weed, you would do weed, you'd be like, well, this sucks, let me go do heroin.
I would never relapse on weed.
Wait, so is weed to you like
you wanna know why
a poor person's drug?
You want to know why I started smoking weed in my relapse? To cover up the smell of heroin in my room. I thought that...
You couldn't get like a candle?
I was worried.
Or like Febreze?
I was worried that my family thought that I might have relapsed, so I started smoking weed. Because I figured that was the lesser of three evils.
Why didn't you just get Febreze or a match?
My entire family smokes weed. It was like our social setting. Like, hey, let's go have a conversation out back. You know?
All right. That's
so
fair.
I was like, if I relapse on weed and I tell them I'm just smoking weed, that shouldn't be an issue.
It's actually a really interesting point you bring up because I've had a lot of clients and sponsees whose family setting is, you know, like we can smoke weed at the house.
Yeah.
Right? And how difficult, like, I mean, that kid from a rehab is screwed if they're going back in that environment.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they have 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 6 months.
You mean go back to live there or go back to
visit? Back to live there.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, that kid's fucked. He has no chance of staying sober.
See, my family smokes, but they're not, like, stoners. You know what I mean?
Right. No, no, no. So, but like, in totally your mind, I bet you last time, the first time you got sober, in your mind, you were like, weed's not that bad. My family does it. It's not a big deal.
I mean, I still don't think weed's a
big deal. I mean, it's Anthony, your opinion.
I'm sorry,
it's
dude.
It's your opinion, dude.
You can think it all you want. It's not going to make me less sober.
Yeah. True. Facts. Yeah.
You can make fun of him all you want. He'll still be sober.
So here's the thing. I use CBD, but like a
relapse. That
and it's
relapse.
The topical derma roller.
That's the worst kind.
I talked about it to my sponsor. He said there's no psychoactive agents in it. There's no THC.
Did you
in
talk
it.
To a doctor?
I did not talk to a doctor.
Ooh. I talked to my sponsor about legal. Fentanyl once. He didn't know what it was, and he said it was fine.
Well, I trust my sponsor to make right decisions.
So
I had a conversation with him about it. I was having some pain in my elbow or something like that.
From jerking it?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I used it for a couple weeks, and it was chill.
See, like that.
So you got high.
That being said, I'm not going to go buy CBD weed and roll a joint of CBD. That'd be a relapse because the
Do they have just CBD weed?
Yes. You can buy it literally any horrible. Tobacco shop, yeah, any... vape shop.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. See, like, I wouldn't do CBD because I loved weed so much.
Not even like the derma roller?
No. No, it's too close for me.
That makes sense.
Actually, yeah, to be honest, a lot of people are like, hey, do you do CBD? I'm like, no.
Look,
I don't even go near it. It's like a non-alcoholic beer. I've had people like, hey, why don't you just drink non-alcoholic beer? I'm like, one, it doesn't get me drunk, so that's stupid. Two,
it still has alcohol in it.
I mean, yeah, it sounds like traces of alcohol in it, but also, too, it's like...
I mean, I don't drink kombucha.
Yeah, kombucha, same thing. It's the fact that there's alcohol in it, I think I might be a little bit, like I have a conservative perception on this, but, like, I just don't want to go near the thing.
Yeah, look, there's no purpose in my life. I get that. And that's how I feel with weed and CBD. I'm not doing the tinctures. I'm not adding it to my coffee.
Wait, so you're admitting that you've done weed in the last 3 years?
No, I have not done weed in the last 3 years.
I still think Zach's not sober, but...
You could have emailed that to him if you just kept your mouth shut.
No, right when he said,
that was a good one.
Right when he said, I logged into your computer, I just started smiling and I was like, oh, he's definitely going to know now.
But yeah, I mean, the topical derma roller that has no psychoactive THC in it, it's 0.0%. I'm fine with that. That's medicine.
That's a relapse if I've ever seen one.
Not a relapse. I've talked about it in a men's stag.
When?
Years ago.
Years ago?
I talked about it with this current sponsor that I have, who specifically told me the right brand to get so it wouldn't have any THC in it.
Did you masturbate to it?
Did you masturbate with it?
I don't think I jerked off to it.
That's your foolproof plan, dude. You failed.
Bro, it also has menthol. It's like,
so you jerked off with it. That'd be a little
scary. Ugh. I've heard stories of people accidentally jerking off with Icy Hot. It sounds terrible. Look, weed was really cool, like, the end of elementary school and in middle school.
Weed was cool before you hit the double-digit age.
Or, like, right when you hit a double-digit age. You know, like, the first, like from 9 to 14,
Zach,
weed was awesome.
I just don't understand your childhood, like, at all, man.
What part do you need more information on?
Like, what, we started smoking weed at 9?
Smoked weed for the first time at 9. I didn't start, like, really smoking,
like,
daily.
Like, who are you around?
Almost 11.
Almost 11.
I didn't smoke weed until I was, like, 15.
So how old are you in 5th grade?
10.
9.
That's when so 9 was when I started smoking weed. Or I smoked weed for the first time. And then the summer before 6th grade.
You know what I was doing in 5th grade? Playing, like, baseball and soccer and, like, chilling. Being a kid. Did you not, like, have a childhood? Like,
no, I did. It was just weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm
trying to say.
Because you were
high.
Yeah, so I met this other kid over summer school. And
why were you in summer school in fifth grade?
Because he was too busy smoking weed. He had to do it to pass the sixth grade.
And, yeah, his older brother got us weed, and we, like, started hanging out because we were, like, the two kids that smoked.
It's like I'm just baffled that, like, you were introduced to weed at 9 years old.
So my brother said that I always knew what weed was. I just didn't know what it was called. But I knew there was something out there other than cigarettes that you could smoke.
Interesting.
And I begged him for like a year before he finally let me.
At age 10.
Yeah. It was like right before my 10th birthday. It was like the week before we went to Knott's Berry Farm and like smoked.
How old was your brother?
Let's see. He's like 4 years older than me.
So he's 14.
Oh no, he was at least driving. So he was actually, I think it was his not stepbrother that was driving. I'm not sure.
Yeah, can I say something on air that might irk you?
I think he's 5 years older than me.
Okay. This might offend you.
Yeah.
Your brother was terrible.
He tried
like, that's
his
a
hardest.
Failure as an older brother.
I don't
like, I'm the
so.
Younger sibling. That is 100% a failure as an older brother, allowing you to smoke weed before your 10th birthday. That is a fucking, like, that's awful. Like, you haven't even hit adolescence where everything goes to shit anyways.
So I was a shit older brother. He did a really good job as an older
brother.
You
were a shit younger brother.
Yeah, I can imagine you were probably a shittier older brother when your time came around to be an older brother. But like the fact that your 15-year-old brother allowed you to smoke weed, introduced you to a substance that therefore like that has affected you for the last 20
so it did
almost 20 years. You're almost 30. Hold on. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
I introduced him to weed.
How? Please tell me that story. I redact everything I just said. Please tell me the story.
Inadvertently. So he's like a little more than 5 years older than me.
Right.
He obviously knew what weed was, but because I had kept on bugging him about it, he had to go find out for himself.
Okay.
And then we smoked together.
Wow. Wow.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Now, me as an older brother.
Oh, that's right.
Anytime,
did you introduce him to fentanyl?
Who?
Wait, so, but your younger brother, let me get this right.
Seven years younger than me.
Okay. So your seven-year younger brother.
Yes.
Is a total normie. How are you a terrible older brother?
I would take him to parties.
Okay.
When he was a child. I mean, like...
Sorry, I mean, when I was in high school, we took a... one of my friends took her younger sister out to the bar. She had to watch her for the night because her parents were off island. And, like, we were, like, 17. We were hanging out at a bar because you could hang out at bars. She was, like, 11 years old. And they
dressed her up.
Put it, like stuffed a bra.
You were just shitting on my older brother. For doing the exact same thing.
No, she didn't drink at the bar, though.
Oh, you just made her look older so she could come
so
with?
So she could get in. And, like, she was in, like... You ever seen, like a five-year-old in, like, high heels?
Yeah.
Like, their feet are, like, just, yeah. You know, don't really fit. Like, that was what she looked like. And they snuck her in. And she must have lasted maybe... I think she lasted about half an hour. Because there was an event happening. And somebody just came over and was, like... And, like, she was, like, caked in makeup and a stuffed bra. And she was, like...
Yeah, you gotta go.
Sarah's like, yeah, you gotta go.
Yeah.
That was
so,
a fun time.
A few different stories. I mean, like, I remember my brother was, like, super little, and we were, like, playing beer pong in the backyard, and, like, I was like, no, you can smoke. Just go on the side of the house where, you know, as long as it's not in front of my little brother. I remember,
good big brother move. Don't let my little brother smoke.
Bro, sex, drugs, and rock and roll all in front of him his entire life, or his entire childhood because of me. I remember one time we let him drink with us because, hold on, we bought him his own beer. It was special little kid beer. Bought him O'Doul's.
Yeah.
And we let him drink O'Doul's all night. And then
if you're young enough, if you
that might fuck up. That might fuck up a 10-year-old. How old was he?
He had two O'Doul's.
Oh, okay.
He was like, I don't know, 7, 8.
Oh my God. Never have a kid, Zach. Just do the world a favor.
I don't really, I mean, as a single man, I don't want kids. The only reason I would want kids is because the female that I'm dating at the time, but like, I don't have one of those right now, so. Score.
Did you ever make amends to your younger brother?
I did.
Hey, sorry I introduced you to all this fucked up shit.
Yeah, I think he was, I should probably do that again. I don't know. We have a pretty good relationship now.
Speaking of relationships, how did your relationships since you got sober?
Hey, we finally got to my question.
How did my relationship since I got sober?
Yeah.
Well, first off, I don't think that's a complete sentence.
No, it's not. I don't. Did you mean to say improve?
I think so.
It's like, I think improve was implied.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's implied, I guess. I mean, we could do Jeffrey's question from Mexico, Missouri.
Okay, hit us.
Jeffrey from Mexico, Missouri sent us an email. Hi, guys. Longtime listener. First time emailer. I've been sober for over 6 months now, and I'm struggling with loneliness. I have friends at meetings, but I struggle to connect with them like I did my drinking buddies. What am I doing wrong? How did you overcome loneliness? P.S. Zach sucks.
Let me have this one.
Jeffrey's a genius, by
the way. I want to start off with this one. How does he spell Jeffrey? Is it with a G?
No, it's with a J. All
right. I was going to say, if it's with a G, you are a loser.
Speaking of groups of people that irk Zach, all Joffs.
Yeah, Joffs.
Joff.
Well, I'm sorry. What was the question? As soon as you said his name, I couldn't think of anything else.
He said,
I'm a loser.
I have friends at meetings, but I struggle to connect with them like I did my drinking buddies. What am I doing wrong? How did you overcome loneliness?
So, go, Anthony.
Oh, I was going to say men's meetings and phone calls.
God damn it, you took the words right out of my mouth. Should probably hit up some men's stags.
Yeah.
I suggest tacos. Everybody doesn't like tacos. If they don't like tacos, they're not the people I want to be hanging out with anyways.
Well, tacos are the most American thing.
It is also very American.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Nothing more American than tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the phone calls.
South African said that, by the way.
Yes.
The phone calls, I'll agree with Anthony on this one, are a huge help.
Because it's like you go from being, I mean, you could be friends and you could go to a meeting and see each other at a meeting and then go get food after a meeting or go hang out after a meeting and connect in that way. But when you call somebody on, say, Thursday, when you don't have a meeting and you're not seeing each other almost by necessity, it's like you get like a different level of getting to know somebody. You get to ask them how their week is going. You get to find out more about what they do on a day-to-day basis. And then when you see each other at that meeting, especially if it's somebody you don't know all that well, you can go to them and say, hey, how was blank thing we talked about on the phone call 2 days ago? And now you have a jumping off point to get to know each other better.
Fun fact, that's how me and Anthony became friends.
Yes, yes, it is.
I mean, follow-up questions, because like I had those issues when I was in early sobriety, because I was living in a treatment center and I was busing it to go to the VRC meetings. And I had a really hard time making friends because none of the people in the treatment center I went to wanted to A, stay sober, or B, go to meetings. So, I grinded it out. I went to the meetings. I was social at the meetings. I wasn't able to go to the afterwards events, like get tacos and do shit, because I had a curfew. But, you know, the second that I moved out of sober living, I put myself out there. You know, you go get those tacos, you make those phone calls, you talk to people and socialize, show up early, leave late.
Would you guys say that like hanging out with men after a meeting is kind of like you're asking a guy on a date?
No.
No.
Never felt like that? Like, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee. And it was just like awkward.
I mean, I'll stand by what I say that I feel like I hit on you two more than you two hit on your wives.
Probably. I mean, awkward for sure. Not necessarily like it was hitting on them or asking them on a date, but like awkward for sure, because it was like that wasn't something I was used to doing. That wasn't something I had. It was more like the like, please like me awkward instead of the.
Isn't that your like approach to dating?
That's why I do it online.
So, but here's the thing. Like when you go ask for a sponsor, sponsor's already going to know what the get down is. You know what I mean? You feel awkward, but that's your own perception of your feelings.
That was the most awkward thing in my life, is asking.
Yeah, but for you, not for the sponsor.
Yeah, he just laughed at me.
Exactly.
That does feel like asking somebody out on a date. And breaking up with them does feel like breaking up with somebody, even though everybody knows that's not the case.
Have you broken up with a sponsor?
I've had 6 sponsors.
Jesus.
I had to break up with my first sponsor.
Two of them relapsed.
How many sponsors did
you have?
3
of them I had to.
I'm currently on my third.
Okay.
My first one I ended up moving in with. So I was like, hey, dude, like I'm going to find a new sponsor because we're kind of living together and we're now like.
Smart move.
You know?
Smart move.
So he was like, yeah, dude, I totally understand. And I was like, all right, cool. because I already asked someone else. Yeah, and then the second one broke up with me after he came out to a whole room full of men about his relapse.
So. I was wondering where you're going to go with that.
Yeah.
I only had one sponsor. One and done.
Nice.
Such a square.
Loser.
Okay, weed smoker.
One beer.
Such the lamest fucking last drink.
I'm totally going to make a t-shirt with an arrow pointed each way. This one says one beer. This one says weed smoker. So, Jack, how'd you make friends?
How did I? Oh, dude, it was so hard for me to make friends. I made friends with my sober living, obviously.
It's not always obvious. I literally just said the opposite.
You didn't make friends in your sober living?
It was difficult for me to make friends because no one wanted to go to meetings or be sober.
Okay, that's different. Okay, so for me, I made friends in my sober living. It was kind of a longer-term program for college students, even though I had gotten kicked out. What else? From there... Yeah, a lot of them did not want to, like, go to meetings. So, like, I...
That's the worst part, right?
Yeah, it is the worst part. So it was just me and this other guy. I just want to... Can I say his name?
No.
Damn it. Me and this other guy, somebody you know that's on the softball team, who's also very, very quiet. He and I would go to meetings, and we'd ride together in silence, basically. Or we'd listen to a Dodger game. Like, he was just, like, a
Really?
Yeah, he was, like, a super quiet kid. Still pretty quiet. And then I met your sponsor, Black A. We were the only, like, guys that were, like, really at the VRC who were, like, in their early 20s. Like Black A was, like, 20 when he got sober, right?
Such a trip to me.
So people get their shit together.
Yeah.
Good for you. I was 22, and
Weren't you 20 when you got sober?
Yeah, I just turned 20.
It's crazy.
Odd man out there, Zach.
What?
Nothing.
I got sober at 27. That's basically the same thing.
You barely got out of the 27 club, Zach. Let's be real.
Yeah.
No, technically I got sober 26.
And then relapsed for a year.
No. That was 25.
Ah.
Anywho.
I got sober a month before I turned 27.
There you go. Yeah, so, I mean, we went to a diner every night after we went to a meeting.
Swingers?
Sorry.
Zach, you're right? Yeah, Zach's dying. He's part of the 27 club.
Sorry.
No, we'd go to this place in Westchester off of Lincoln Boulevard.
Dinah's?
KJ's?
No, okay. Dinah's is off of Sepulveda, and it happens to be, yes, KJ's.
Really?
Yeah, KJ's is no longer there.
Dude, I fucking loved that place.
Love that place.
It was, my uncle's favorite place.
It's no longer. It hasn't been there in years.
I also worked there for a little while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Blake and I would go there, and we'd get chilaquiles.
Yeah.
Every night. And it looked like vomit, and it was delicious. And that's how Blake and I, we just shoot the shit, and that's how we stayed sober. Then he started banging some chick in my sober living.
This?
2014.
Around that time, I was a dishwasher there. I was not good at my job.
No wonder Jack got sick all the time.
You would be disgusted if you saw the back of that kitchen, which I feel like you can say for most kitchens.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
But yeah, that's what I did. I ate KJ's and unclean dishes that Zach didn't clean, apparently.
I can't believe that it was KJ's. That's so...
You could have come out and gotten sober and saved yourself a world of hurt.
Thing. If you'd been smoking weed that whole time, you would have cleaned the dishes well.
I was definitely
no,
smoking
weed. If he had been doing meth, those dishes would have been clean.
Would have scraped the ceramic
He would have been hanging out with the man in the red hat.
Washing dishes.
Washing dishes.
Wait, so why red hat?
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
All right, for sure. I'll take it.
I was like, because my whole plan was to like, because I didn't think of this. I should have said blue hat and then showed up at your house with a blue hat.
That would have been brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were the third person I called, by the way. Because I immediately called the people who were working with me that were just at the office. That
no, when you called me, I had to like take a minute to like, like, you like, are you fucking with me? I was like,
Isn't that the first thing I said too?
Yeah, are you fucking with me? And I turned, I put the phone down and like laughed, and I was like, "Nope, not at all."
I knew it too, dude.
The fact that I could tell you were really onto it, I was like, "This is gonna take all the fun out of it." Like one time, I think I've told the story where I ordered like 10,000 boxes to. Haven't I told the story?
No.
Okay, so in college, I pranked my roommate and I ordered him, like, you go to USPS.com for the postal office and you sign up as a business, you can get free boxes delivered to you. And there was a loophole where you could, like, order 10 boxes and then order 100 units of it, right?
So you ordered 100 units of 10 boxes.
That's 1,000. And I did it for every size box. and like, what was hilarious that was really that expensive. He moved in. It was, you know, it was like a college house. There were like 8 people living there, right? He had not told anybody what the address was. He like moved in, and the day he moved in, like a box arrived. And the best part about it was they didn't send all 10,000 boxes at once, right?
Obviously. So
they sent like a sampler box that had like different sized boxes in it. It had his name and like the address, and he was really confused. He was like, and kind of freaked out. He was like, what's happening? Like, this isn't, like, I haven't told anybody. I'm only going to be here for 2 months, and I'm going to move back in on campus. Like, what? And then, like, the next day was, like, a few boxes. The next day was a few more. And by, like, really by the seventh day, the postman just showed, one guy showed up in a post office truck, opened it up, and it was just, he was carrying out boxes. I just put them on. Like,
that's that. Amazing.
And he was like, what the fuck is going on? He's getting so mad. He started screaming. And he was like, what the fuck is doing this? And he had no idea it was me. And it was the greatest.
Did he ever find out it was you?
I mean, he might have found out later.
Well,
but
hold on. How did you pay for all of this?
It's all free.
Did you have to pay to sign up as a business?
No.
Do you have to pay to sign up as a business now?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Can we do this again?
I don't know. Maybe.
I feel bad for the postal worker.
I mean, the postal worker's going to kind of get shit on right now. Maybe after the election.
Oh, yeah, because then things will be better.
You never know. So, yeah, we should definitely try it. Who should we do it on? But the beautiful part of doing it to my friend Alex is that I was living with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want those coming here.
Exactly. Like, in college, it's great because you don't have to deal with it. You're like, something happens in college. Like, oh, I'm a student.
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with it. Zach, you don't really know what that's like, but Anthony.
Fuck you. Yeah. I do.
No, you sold drugs on a college campus.
Technically never on the campus.
Campus adjacent.
Campus adjacent.
All right, Jeffrey, I hope we answered your question. I hope Max in Missouri is doing okay.
Dude, when my little brother went to college, I sent him the Amazon assortment of 100 different condoms.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Thinking that I was being a good older brother.
I'm going to deem that a good older brother move.
He got so mad at me.
Because he was a virgin?
Yes. I mean, I don't know if that's why he was mad at me for it, but like, he was like,
I'm sure when he finally had sex.
Why would you send me condoms? Like, so you don't get a girl pregnant.
So people think you have sex.
Anthony's on fire today, dude.
When I got into USC, my stepdad bought me a box of Trojans.
That's right.
That's pretty dope.
Oh. I use them? Meh.
Dude, I don't know how many people.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people can they get in USC and get a gift for Trojans. I'm sure that's a very common thing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's specifically
us. You get a pack of Trojan for my Trojan.
All right. What's the next email from not New Mexico?
What do you tell people when they ask, why don't you drink?
I haven't had much issue with this one.
Yeah. Usually, you haven't really either. Usually, I just say no. Here's the drink, I just say no.
Okay, that's fair. So you do the Reagan. You pull the Reagan.
Just say no.
Just say no. Okay, so that worked so well.
It also didn't answer the question.
Right.
Kind of did.
So why don't you do drugs? No, just say no.
Your Reagan impression?
I guess.
Is that an impression of the Futurama impression of Reagan?
I don't know, but I see the comparison.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Nixon. That's Nixon.
I do that when I play ping pong with the clients and I'm losing. I start like barking. Like,
so I'd own you.
I don't
want to
cuss at them. No, you wouldn't.
I would destroy you, Zach.
Jack.
You have no fucking chance of winning.
Jack, I have lived in and worked for the last five years.
You have no hope of winning. Anyways, I just want to let everyone in the world to know that I would destroy Zach.
Next time you go to my mom's house.
Your mom doesn't like me.
That has nothing to do with a ping pong game, and you are inaccurate on your information.
She has no idea. She doesn't even know I exist.
She knows you exist. She just doesn't know who you are. There's a difference.
To the question I just remembered, there have been a couple times where people have asked me and I've just straight up said I'm an alcoholic.
Nice.
And it's a win-win because then they don't talk to me for the rest of the night. I don't really care. I don't really care to deal with anybody who like won't take no for an answer.
Fair enough. I just hate being at parties. I've had this happen a few times at like parties. Not like sober parties, which are really dumb. But like,
whoa. What do you got to get sober parties?
They're fucking dumb.
They are.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
Dude, I had so much fun at the sober warehouse parties. There's fucking midgets dressed up as elves, a fucking half pipe with people skating on it, live music.
Two people, dude. All
right.
Yeah.
Taco trucks.
It's just a bunch of like 22-year-olds trying to recreate getting drunk at a party by drinking Red Bull.
Yeah.
And when I was 25, 26, trying to hook up with every bipolar, half-naked, three-day sober chick who hadn't found a sponsor yet.
It was awesome.
I thought she deserved to learn how to do a 10th step. It was awesome.
Kind of on board with what Zach just said. Yeah. But I've been on a few occasions where, like, somebody will find out I'm sober. Like, they'll ask me to drink. I'm like, I'm good. I'm not drinking. Like, I'm sober. And then the next question, I know it's coming. When they hear that, I know it. I like, when they hear I don't drink or I'm sober.
Oh my God, did you have like question, a problem?
What?
I was trying to pretend like I was that person.
Oh, what'd you say?
I was like, oh my God, did you have like a problem?
No, the question is, sometimes I think I have a problem too.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, you don't.
You've had what, two beers? It's 11 o'clock? No.
I don't know how many times. When I was back in school, like, and I was pretty open about being sober. And I'd be in like a couple like psychology classes, and so many people would come up to me after school, like class, but, hey, can I pick your brain real quick? I'm like, sure. It's like, so I got drunk, like, and I made a mistake. I'm like, well, did you wake up in jail? Did you break your arm? Like,
did you total someone else's car?
Kill someone? Like,
yeah.
Like, no, I made out with a boy that wasn't my boyfriend. I'm like, well, did you sleep with him? And they're like, no, I just kissed him. And I was like, oh God. Or it'd be like, you know, it's like, oh, I just woke up and I had no idea what happened.
So you're like, you're going
to
be fine.
I'm like, you're going to be fine. It's going to be all right. Did you text anyone you weren't supposed to? It's like, oh, I texted my ex-girlfriend. I'm like, all right, that happens sometimes. It's not a big deal.
Counseling before you were a counselor.
I know, dude. Fucking sucked. But it just sucks. You want to be like relaxed and like enjoy yourself, and someone's right. Like, I think I may have a problem. And you're like, you don't. You don't have a problem at 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Could you stop now if you wanted to? Probably. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, basically. That's basically like, I'm like, if you had to stop right now, could you? And they'd be like, yeah, I'm like, you're fine. Fuck off.
Yeah, I have not had any problems telling people I'm sober. They're usually pretty receptive to it, you know? Or they know someone that's had an issue with alcohol or drugs in the past. When I tell them I used to be a dope fiend junkie,
they're impressed.
I'm not going to lie. Some of the girls are like, that's kind of hot. I like those girls. They're not good for me, though.
No.
Yeah, I'd run away from those, Zach.
So on
or the ones that stalk you.
The ones that what?
That stalk you.
Speaking of, so I was with her. Our 4th of July plans didn't work out here, so we went down to her hood. And, like, everybody was shit-faced and doing blow and stuff. It was in the middle of the hood in Carson.
Okay.
And, dude, no one cared that I wasn't drinking. Like, we were playing beer pong, and I won, by the way, in case you wanted to know.
Okay. Anthony, you ever played beer pong sober?
Yeah. It's fucking awful.
Wait, dude, I was having fun.
Because beer pong is usually a win-win. Either you win the game or you get totally shit-faced because you're losing. And you take away.
Well, now
half
now
of
you
that.
Just have the urge to win. So like,
no, but
I played beer pong once. Actually, next to two LA Rams, which are actually really weird.
Nice.
Which ones?
Yeah, name drop.
They were defensive players. One was a linebacker. One was a defensive end. This was like 2017.
Man,
I could not name you the names. But
do,
like,
do you have numbers?
We
jersey numbers.
No, it was like some party. You know the company Casper that like makes mattresses and pillows and see.
Yeah.
So like they had an office party, and like I guess corporate America, when they throw an office party, likes to try and invite some celebrities when they're located in Hollywood.
Yeah, I feel like that's a thing.
Yeah, no, it's a total thing. And like I'm sitting there, and like this guy, who's like a friend of a friend of Kara's. Like that, it was Kara's friend who had the party.
So acquaintance.
It was acquaintance, and he was kind of a weird dude. And he's like, "Yo, let's go play beer pong." I'm like, "All right." And next thing I know, I'm like playing beer pong, and there's like these two enormous motherfuckers, like they make Zach look tiny. And I was like, and then like somebody's like, "Oh yeah, those are LA Rams players." I'm like, "Oh."
Please tell me you introduce yourselves. You don't want to be rude, you know?
Yeah, they looked awkward as fuck, too, because they were like, why are we here?
Right,
yeah.
Like, at a Casper party.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
But we're defensive players. Nobody really knows.
Yeah, like,
who
no,
we are.
But it wasn't like Jared Goff walked in or anything. It was very weird.
Yeah.
So the party I was at, it was during COVID. So everyone's playing beer pong with water in the cups, and they were drinking their personal drinks. So I was just drinking my coffee all night. It wasn't a big issue.
Sorry, when you played beer pong, you ended up drinking. They came to a point where we stopped putting beer in the cups.
Yeah,
so that's
disgusting.
My point. Is there was no beer in the cup. It was water in the cup, so you'd move the cup.
Right, no, but when you were playing beer pong back in the day, did you not do that?
No.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, I did it, but it's disgusting.
No, like at the end, we only used water. And you
10 years ago, you were already putting water in the cup?
Yeah, because it was disgusting when you... Somebody showed it to me. I was like, we'll just, because I was like,
you
somebody
change the cups out when they get gross.
No, the bowl hits the ground. You pick the bowl up. You throw it in.
Exactly. Somebody did this. There was a large bucket
of ping pong balls
mm-hmm.
at the apartment that would throw parties. And I don't know. I never.
So you went to a COVID party?
Yeah, I did go to a COVID party.
Go fuck yourself,
when
dude.
When was this?
4th of July.
Okay, so you're in the clear.
That's still very responsible. I'm just gonna say.
It was 4th of July.
Still irresponsible. Still did you wear a mask? Were you
America
enclosed?
Comes first. It was
again,
outside.
Again, back to your base understanding of patriotism.
Yeah. That's very irresponsible of you.
Look, it was outside.
How many people?
I mean, there was literally a party at every other house. For like,
do not rationalize, justify your terrible behavior and putting us in fucking danger.
For like 10 blocks. In either direction.
Yeah.
Again, don't justify your own behavior.
I was in Colorado that whole time, so I was good. But
do you know what like South Central looks like when it's any time to blow off fireworks? Like it's
yeah.
So I was basically there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also lived in Crenshaw.
I didn't like dap anyone up or anything. I didn't like make
you
out with anyone else.
Touched common
than her.
Balls.
Was that on purpose or did you just come out?
No, did that on purpose.
Just sort of spilled out.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in you, Zach.
Yeah.
Disappointed in you.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I feel like it's pretty even keel for our relationship.
For me to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Thank you, listeners, once again for listening to another episode of Wet Dad Podcast. If you want more entertainment or questionable entertainment, as we like to call it, please check out our Patreon. Please give us money so we can buy more stuff for this podcast to bring you more questionable entertainment. Please also check out our email at wetdadpodcast@gmail.com. Please check out our Instagram where we post all the wonderful, wonderful content that we have of Zach and his selfies at Wet Dad Podcast.
What Dad Podcast is brought to you by Unwritten Content, which provides content marketing and copy editing. I help people and businesses who are experts in their field express their knowledge in a way that is entertaining and informative.
What Dad Podcast is also brought to you by Keep Left Recovery, a sober coach and sober companion and counseling service located on the west side of LA. Keep Left Recovery specializes in helping young people embrace recovery and helps them tell the stories they did not know they had inside.
Helps you assuage through life.
Didn't I ask you this question like a day ago? I was like, hey, what if we are allowed to go to sporting events and I went and you didn't and I didn't get COVID? Would you be upset that you missed the game?
No. I've been to plenty of sporting events. And I'm like, cool. It's free. It's free to watch on TV.
Did you see the Broncos game where you were here?
Not for the Broncos game.
Did he already leave?
Yeah.
Oh, in the Broncos game, there was people in the stands, but it was just like maybe like 40 people that were like friends of family of the owner or something.
It wasn't
like
Kansas City where they had like 5,000 people or something.
No, I mean, there was literally like maybe 100 people tops, but they were all spaced out and in like one section. It was super cool. Like that would be like my favorite way to go see a fucking game.